Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One of my favorite type of television shows to watch are true crime shows, especially when the story is of a wrongly convicted person who is finally set free. I can't imagine what it must be like to spend 1 hour in jail, much less years, knowing that I was innocent, knowing that I had been falsely accused and convicted. Well, it's been 2 years that Paul has been left in prison, having been falsely accused, and now a new governor named Festus has taken over. And one of his first actions as governor is to go down to Jerusalem. And while he's there, the chief priest and some of the important people meet with him and discuss the Apostle Paul. So let's listen in on their conversation. Acts 25, verses 2 and 3. And the chief priest and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, Festus, asking as a favor against Paul that he summon him to Jerusalem because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. 2 years. After 2 years, these guys still have it out for Paul. They want him dead. These verses remind me that our great and defeated enemy, I might add, still wants us destroyed. The enemy, Satan, seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. Even though he's not all-knowing, he does know a lot, and he has an incredible memory, and he has not forgotten the steadfastness and testimony of Paul. He knows the danger that Paul presents to his little kingdom, and neither has the enemy nor any of his minions forgotten you. The enemy desires the destruction of the believer. He wants you. He wants to kill you, to steal joy from you, to destroy you, and to devour you. So you can run and hide out for the rest of your life, or you can fight right where you are, which is what Paul ends up doing. He never shuts up about Jesus, and we pray that you never shut up about Jesus either. You know, there's a reason why the armor of God is given to us and it covers the front part of our body, but not the back. It's so that we are supposed to be running into the battle and not away from it. And we pray that you do that day by day. As you pray today, please remember Jeremiah Shetty and his family, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast in Cambodia.